Welcome back. Trust are getting blessed with this interesting discussion. Events before the rapture, and we've been seeing prophets prophesying or giving predictions. By God's grace upon our pastor, who is a teacher of God's word, he has established us. So if you are just coming across us now, try and get the full episode and watch and listen to what the pastor has spoken earlier. Okay, so there's a clip we have from our prophet Ulam Bram, actually a voice over clip where the prophet said something. So we'll play it for the viewers to hear, for you to hear, and then comment on. So let's sit back and listen to our prophet, Brother Ulam Bram.
Listen, did you know the Bible predicts that in the last days that there'll be a germ warfare, that diseases will break out upon the people and will fall on everyone without the baptism of the Holy Spirit? But was the angel who had charge over these plagues was given orders to touch no one on whom the mark was.
God had a provided way to tell the difference between the believer and the unbeliever. Now some of them said, well, now if the plague falls, we're just going to hospital. If the plague happens to fall, you know what we'll do? We'll go get Dr. Jones. You know how to take care of it. It didn't work. Yet they were smart. Well, if the plague falls, we'll just go down beneath the ground in a cave and shut the door down. That won't do one bit of good. We'll stay in a house and put a mask over a face and put some disinfect on it. Didn't do a bit of good. God made a provided way. Yes. And it was what? The blood. God provided it as simple as a scene to take the blood of a lamb and sprinkle the door. Yet God said that was His way and He honored it. All out from under the blood died the firstborn.
A token for the believer today is the Holy Ghost. Not a blood or chemistry, but it is the Holy Spirit of God. That is the token that God requires of the church today. God must see this token. He must see it in every one of us. The water age, the blood age, and now the token age of the Holy Ghost. All outside of that are perished. All outside of the token of the blood perished. Everyone outside of the token of the Holy Ghost will perish. So does a man or woman who's filled with the Holy Ghost. He's sealed away and secured from all harm and danger.
And I pray, Heavenly Father, today that You'll heal the sick and the afflicted. Many are suffering across the nation, plagues and viruses as the doctors place them. And I pray that Your healing virtues, Lord, will be to those people.
You have added yourself. Okay. So please, I don't know if you can help us out here. Is this a prophecy, a prediction, or how do you classify this?
When it comes to my presentation of my understanding of the ministry of William Branham, that has created a lot of problem for me. With the followers of that ministry. I seem to understand that man's ministry differently. But I have to, follow that ministry only the way I understand it. You see, there are people that believe that everything William Branham said is prophecy. So that's where my problem begins with them. Everything William Branham said is not prophecy.
Amen.
William Branham was a preacher. Now, these clips, they are clips.
Yes.
That cut and made to look like that. From about three or so messages.
Yes, sir.
Three or four sermons.
The sermons he preached, different periods.
Exactly.
One of them is accepting God's provided way.
Amen.
Another one is the token.
That's right.
And another one is perfect strength by perfect weakness. They are all sermon titles.
That's true.
And remember that they picked them from, you know, their clips. And the presentation here will make it look as if they are prophecies and then linking it with what is happening now. You know, let me quickly tell you my understanding. It is not a prophecy.
Amen.
There's this quote here, sir.
No, there's a quote. Let me hear you.
Okay.
It says, from this same...
This is God's provided way of healing, paragraph 42. It says, listen, did you know the Bible predicts that in the last days, that there will be a gen warfare, that diseases will break out upon the people and will fall on everyone without the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But with the angel, or who had charge over this plague, was given the order to touch no one of whom the mark was. That is, we're talking of the mark of the Holy Ghost.
That's the fourth sermon.
Yes, this is the fourth. Is this not a prophecy or?
No. Even if you say, you can't call a prophecy because he said
according to the Bible,
he's quoting from the Bible. So if you are quoting from the Bible now, will you say that is prophecy? He's already saying the Bible says.
Yes, he said according to the Bible.
He said the Bible predicts.
You know, he said the Bible predicts. But even then, he's quoting that scripture. If I to properly place it, where he's quoting is Revelation chapter 9, correct? Now, that is the fifth trumpet angel.
Wow.
It is the fifth trumpet angel. Let's read from verse 1. But where he quoted is actually verse 4.
Okay, from verse 1.
Yes.
And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth. And to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. And unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads.
Only those men who have not
the seal of God
in their foreheads. Yes. That's what he was quoting there.
Yes, sir.
And the seal of God, we know, is the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And we see a perfect example. I'm coming back there. We're still going to continue that reading in chapter 7.
And after this, from verse 1.
Yes.
And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea.
Saying,
hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads.
And who are these servants of God that were sealed?
And I heard the number of them which were sealed. And there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel.
So, this is referring to the Jews. Where you see in chapter 9, by the time the trumpet angels begin to sound at all, the rapture has taken place.
Amen. So, these are events after the rapture.
So, they are actually end time events.
These same people are the same in Revelation 14, verse 1.
They are the same people.
It's sealed in their,
sealed in their forehead. And it is nothing but the baptism of the Holy Ghost. For that is the seal of God.
Amen.
Now, so when he said this, He was preaching. This was evangelistic. I'm quoting a scripture and stating what will come upon the earth. Remember, I repeat, I say it's not prophecy, but it's a sermon he was preaching to let us understand what the scripture is telling us about things that will befall the earth.
Amen.
Because even Christ himself in chapter 24, Matthew 24.
Matthew 24.
Now, in Matthew chapter 24, verse 6, what does he say?
And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not
so
yet.
So have there been wars going on?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the next verse 7.
For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences.
What? Famines and what?
Pestilences.
Is COVID-19 a pestilence?
That's right.
Okay.
And earthquakes in diverse
places. Are there not earthquakes everywhere now?
That's true.
Are there not famines everywhere, many places, as a result of wars and drought and so many conditions going on in earth today? There are famines in diverse places.
All these are the beginning of sorrows.
They are only the beginning of the sorrows that will come. The real sorrow will take place after the rapture. So I want us to know, you ask me, is that a prophecy? No. Is that a prediction? No, it's not even a prediction. It's not a prophecy. And now, yes, then remember that he was preaching and then he made a statement that you will say, oh, we can prevent it by masking up. By the time he was saying it, he's already aware that in 1920, there was a virus, the French flu. Spanish flu.
Yes, sir.
That took over the whole world. 50 million people died. Each time there is a flu, that is airborne. Normally, they will say prevention, cover yourself. But William Branham said that when that time will come, this will not help you.
Amen.
Lockdown will not help you. He's mentioning things that happen. Everything we are going through now happened in 1918, 1919. Until a vaccine was found. And it ended. The vaccine for COVID-19 will be found.
Amen.
And it will still end. And after that, another one will come up again. Are you prophesying? I am not prophesying, I'm predicting. Do you understand?
Okay.
I'm saying because that is the order.
We're going to take note of your prophecy.
I say I'm not prophesying. You can hear me. I say I'm not prophesying. That's how they mistook William Branham when he said that by 1977, all those prophecies he said will come to pass. And that it was then they mentioned to be prophecy, and people, before 1977, we are withdrawing people from school, no more business, sitting at home, we are going home 1977. You continue to believe such things when you put the Bible aside. Then you should watch out for the coming of the Lord in this Bible. It's not seven prophecies. It's not seven prophecies. The things are here, they're written here.
Amen.
The things that we are supposed to watch are more than seven prophecies. They are more than that.
Wow.
There are many other things that will be fulfilled.
Okay.
So you have to, catch that. When you listen to the sermons of William Branham, know what is thus said the Lord, and know what is a scripture. Being referred to. He referred to the scripture.
Okay.
And remember why he was saying that this will not help you. He was saying this will not help you. He was not saying it will come and then people will start putting this. We've always put it. Men have always put it whenever there is any virus. So like, read from verse 5 of that Revelation chapter 9, where William Branham quoted verse 4.
Okay.
Then from verse 5.
And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months.
How long was that virus?
5 months.
5 months.
Those pestilence, how much was it supposed to last?
Five months.
This one not pass over here. So you call that, you say that is a prophecy. So, do you understand?
I do, sir.
Okay, read on.
But that they were tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion.
You see?
When he striketh a man. Uh-huh. And in those days shall men seek death.
Now, can you see now? Mm. But now people are not seeking death. Mm-hmm. They are seeking cure. Mm. But when this fifth seal will be fulfilled, people will prefer to die than to live. That's what it means.
Fifth trumpet.
The torture under the fifth trumpet angel.
Uh-huh. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find
it. They will find it.
And shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them.
So, but now death is pursuing us and is catching us. Go on.
And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle. Mm. And on their heads were as it were crowns like gold. Mm. And their faces were as the faces of men. Mm. And they had hair as the hair of women. And their teeth were as the teeth of lions. Mm-hmm. And they had breastplate as it were a breastplate of iron. Mm-hmm. And the sound of their wings were as the sound of chariot of many horses running to battle.
That's how they were seen in the spirit. Right. Go on.
And they had tails like unto scorpions. And there were stings in their tails. And their power was to hurt men 5 months.
How long?
Five months.
Okay.
And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon.
Not COVID.
But in the Greek tongue, that's his name, Apollyon.
Not COVID.
One woe is past.
Yes.
And behold, there come two woes more thereafter.
So I think this is clear.
Very clear, sir.
Very clear.
Okay.
Abraham was not prophesying. So all these things. Some of these intermediate believers were flooding the internet with, you know, I know every one of us were anxious to say anything that would vindicate what we believe. Mm. Because we've been saying that that's the last prophet and things like that. So we're looking for anything that could justify our stand. But don't worry, let the ministry speak for itself. Don't help to establish the ministry of William Brown. The ministry will speak for itself.
Yeah.
Because there is nobody now that is speaking for Jeremiah, speaking for Isaiah. Nobody is even speaking for Ezekiel, Daniel. Nobody. But their prophecies.
Speaking for them.
They're speaking for them.
The work, the deed is speaking for them.
Speaking for them.
Wow.
Yes.
Thank you so much, sir. We're just getting started. Events before the rapture.
And you want to ask me, is William Branham a prophet?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Is he a prophet?
Is he a prophet?
He is.
William Branham is a prophet.
He's a prophet in the order of John the Baptist.
Amen.
Amen.
He's a prophet in the order of John the Baptist.
Amen.
He is not in the order of Moses.
He's not in the order of Moses.
He is not in the order of Moses. Therefore, the vindication that William Branham is a prophet shall not be miracles, signs, and wonders.
So what's the vindication, sir?
His vindication is the same vindication of John the Baptist. What was John the Baptist's vindication?
Exactly. The Lamb of God.
He pointed us to Christ. Nobody will have known that. Mm. So, what is William Branham's ministry?
Back to the Word.
Back to the Word. Christ to the Word. Anything beyond that, you are the one creating that. William Branham did not say that of himself.
Wow.
Just place the prophet.
it's not my ministry to place the prophet. I mean, to the people. Because that's not my ministry. I'm not out to preach William Branham. I'm to place Jesus in the heart of the people.
Amen.
And that's the placement I'm doing, not to place William Branham.
Amen.
Because if I talk of William Branham, there can be controversy, but there cannot be controversy if I place Jesus in your heart. I want to make sure that I don't place William Branham in the heart of anybody. In fact, if I know you have William Branham in your heart, I would do everything to remove it and replace it with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That is the placement. Wow. That's my ministry.
Amen. Thank you so much, sir. We have not finished this episode. We are ending on this note.
Because it is not William Branham in you, the hope of glory.
Yes. Mm. It's Christ
in you. It's Christ in you.
The hope
of
glory.
So what should be my ministry? Place Christ
in the heart of the people.
Which was the ministry of Apostle Paul.
Amen.
He prayed that prayer that Christ may dwell
in your heart
richly.
That is my ministry.
Not William Branham.
And don't replace that with any name.
Amen and amen.
Not Moses Alu.
Amen.
Not William Branham.
Amen.
Not your G.O.
Amen.
Nobody, no any other prophet.
Amen.
But Christ alone, for he called me. And I can't do otherwise than to do what he called me to. Hallelujah.
More grace to you, sir. More grace to you. Okay, so watch out for the next episode, the next part of this interesting topic, this interesting episode, events before the rapture. We are just scratching the top. We've not gone deep. Please don't miss Rapture Watch next week. The pastor will be here again to continue this interesting discussion, events before the rapture. You need to hear this to be anchored in this generation. Please don't miss it. A big thank you to all sponsors of Bright TV, helping us to keep the light shining. You can see that souls are being touched around the world, and it is as a result of the offerings you are giving. We pray that the Lord will bless you and that crowns of glory shall await you in glory land. Thank you and keep watching Bright TV. God bless you.